All right, it's another Monday at 6. This time it's the end of January, January 29th. And right now, so this is Russell, and right now we have Mr. Penguin and Riley, and we'll see who else shows up. I was thinking we would talk Texit. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
Sounds
we
like
could
to me.
talk Texit. I mean, it's definitely something that's prevalent in the news these days with the border being fought over by the feds in Texas.
Yeah, what do you think, Riley? What do you think about this?
So, it's my opinion that Texas has the right to decide who crosses its borders. I mean, states' rights should always trump federal rights, in my opinion. But I'm always for open borders because I believe that free people should cross borders freely. Yet, in this situation, when you have a government as oppressive as the United States government and the government of Texas fighting each other, I hope the government of Texas wins rather than the federal government.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
I suspect we're all on the same page on that one here.
Yeah, because I'm not excited about trying to get people to not be able to go here and there, but I would guess that the last, 1, 2, 3 years, the craziness has been the federal government through these NGOs funding people coming here and paying for them to stay in hotels in New York City. It's been crazy. One of the things that Dave Ridley keeps bringing up is that, the solution is to have less government and less government spending, not more government and more government walls. That's
Yeah,
not.
it's interesting. I don't really mind the immigration. I think the issue is that there's governments involved, whether it be approving them to work here. Like it's mostly government that's creating the problem by requiring them to have permission to work. And then housing them in hotels on the taxpayer expense. And it's like, no, there shouldn't be any border. Let them in. And let's get rid of the socialists, the theft-funded programs, to keep them housed and or roofs over their head, and they can figure it out, themselves. It's not like they're it's and then the crazy thing is it's not even like these people are like asking for help. It's more like the government's sort of forcing it on them because they won't let them work. At least that's how it comes off to me.
Well, there's definitely some of that because, we know that people have trouble coming here and getting work visas and that kind of stuff. And then in the current case of people coming, yeah, there's part of it is that sort of thing. Lots of complications.
And the crazy thing is, like, we need these people. We need these foreign workers to come and do jobs that we don't have. We don't have enough people working like construction jobs, which is probably where a lot of them would be more than thrilled to take those jobs, to build housing and things like that. If the government would only let them. And of course, there's more to that problem than just, labor, but it's also obviously regulations and zoning and things like that, which is holding up, the construction of new housing.
Yeah, if we had less government, I would think it's possible quite a few people would be coming here, but if we had the best scenario, people wouldn't be coming here to get money from the government. If they were just coming here to work,
I
we
don't
still
even
might have
get
a
the
lot of people coming.
I don't even get the impression that people are coming for the handouts. They're coming for the work, and then they're told New York is.
Oh no, the craziness that's happening in the big cities, these people are being paid to come here and paid to live here. This is not old time immigration.
Well, where do you get that information, though, Russell?
But
Well,
Russell,
because
that's not.
people are getting paid to be in hotels in New York City,
But
they're
that's
getting
not
paid
really,
by the government to do
Russell,
that.
that's not really an accurate description of what's happening. The government's not allowing these people to work. They can't get permits 3 months later. They still can't get permits and they're still waiting on permits. How do you expect them to pay for like housing and things if the government won't let them work?
Well, I don't see any reason. Say if the government, so you guys don't think that these people were brought here by the federal government.
No, I don't think the federal government brought
it. There's enough shitty or places, you know, on this planet that they're coming because their own government's even shittier than ours.
Well, I think that's true, and I think that's been true in the past, but I think a lot of the people that are coming right now are being brought here, being funded. You guys don't think that's happening?
No, I don't think the federal government's funding these people.
Dude, look at where they're coming from, Russell. I mean, they're coming from really, really, really terrible places. Like, look at Venezuela. I mean, you're talking about $150 a month, whereas they can make God only knows how much more, you know, anywhere in the United States for that matter. Well,
in the past, when people would come into places like Texas and California and did not have full government permission to work, the federal government didn't put them up in housing. They just had to figure it out.
Something's changed. Russell, this is New York we're talking about. We're talking about literally the worst state in the United States.
I'm also saying that people used to not come here that way. It's different.
I think there's a difference between coming to the United States and going to New York. They're going to New York because New York has incentivized it, right? Mm-hmm. But they're coming to the United States for work still.
Oh, I think that, yeah, I guess I disagree with you guys. I think there's a chunk of these people that are getting funded to come here, and they're not doing the traditional old reason of why they're coming.
Oh, no, I mean, it doesn't sound like most, or it sounds like, to me anyway, it looks like that they're coming and they want to work, and the government isn't processing New York, or I guess it's the federal government, isn't processing the work permits fast enough. And so they're in New York, and they're in New York because New York City is got a law that says that the city has to house them, but then the city is doing a shitty job at housing them. So it's like, it's not really good for anybody.
Mm-hmm. So, I think that the government's doing that, but then that doesn't make me think I should put up a border. I think I should stop funding the federal government because I think they're doing nefarious stuff. I think they're looking for trouble. I think they're looking for trouble.
Well, defunding the government and not paying for their programs is the best way to not give them money.
Yeah, even you and I disagree. It's funny how even us disagreeing about this, this is another one of these reasons to defund the government or decentralize it, because we don't even, you know, we don't know what's going on and we don't agree on what people should be doing. You know, it's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, because I think you're right. If somebody does want to work, I think you're right, Mr. Penguin, that it's the federal government that gives out the work visas, right? You know, that's not a state thing. And we know that that's a problem. I mean, there's been people trying to come from Southeast Asia and work high-tech jobs who have trouble getting that for the last 40 years that I know of.
Yep. I mean, we know that's crazy, true. The crazy thing is it's not a situation of there's not enough work in the United States available. It's a situation of the government hindering people's ability to freaking work. I mean...
Through the quote-unquote legal way.
Well, I think if there was much more of a free market, I think there'd be plenty of people wanting to come here to whatever state.
Yeah, I mean, the best way to ensure full employment is for the government to just get out of the way.
Mm-hmm. So have you guys read Ridley's NHExit.com statement?
I saw it. I didn't read it. I haven't really had the time to read it. But
I haven't read it in full now.
Okay. Yeah. So just for the listeners, it's at Freekeen, and then it was posted on January the 27th. So if you go to freekeen.com, you can find it. And he's got a lot to say about what we should be doing and what Texas is doing. And he's definitely not pro building walls and preventing people. Another one that I found, so people can check that out. Another interesting video I watched this week. Did either one of you guys see the interview that Jason Sorens and his buddy at that think tank they're at? I think it's the, American Institute for Prosperity or something. I forget what their acronym is. Did you guys see that?
No, what was it about?
Okay, so you know how they've been cranking out a book each year or a study each year on freedom in the 50 states.
Oh yeah, I'm familiar with that.
So this was their update for 2023, I guess. And so they had a good talk with, I found it on Twitter at Free the People. It's that Matt Caibbe, I think is how you do his podcast. And it was really good. It was about an hour long. And they're discussing people moving, voting with their feet. And I thought it was really good. They were describing how they do their analysis for which governments are better and worse. New Hampshire came out number one again. It's been in the top five for quite a while that I think. And so they discussed New Hampshire a lot. They discussed Florida and other ones that were close, South Dakota, Texas, Tennessee, you know, things that are up at the, and then the part of it was just the voting with your feet thing. And it seems like it makes so much sense for people to be voting with their feet even before secession happens. I mean,
there's no
reason for people to be sitting in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, you know, these places and not moving now instead of waiting.
Are people seriously waiting for independence? Because they're going to be waiting a heck of a long time.
Well, people are waiting for various things, right? I mean,
no, people...
I see people talking about Texit. And
that sounds like an excuse not to move.
Guys will say, well, if you guys secede, well, then I'll join you. I'm like, really?
You're going to wait till then? I mean, people want to say, oh, well, we'll only join the Free State Project or New Hampshire, the Free State Movement, if X, Y, and Z happens, rather than coming up and saying, hey, let's make this happen. Because they want to be in a place where it's winning all the time so they feel successful. And I understand that view, but you can't live life like that. You can't live life being, well, I'll be happy when X, Y, and Z happens. Because you got to be happy when you're living life.
Well, and since we're all still under a lot of Fed rules, but each state does have quite a bit of variety and differences. There are differences between, it seems like it's enough to want to move, especially after COVID. I mean, the different states
are
so different during COVID. I think it'd be worth it to not stay in some of these places. People I know in California, I don't really know how they stayed in. That you stayed in California through COVID and aren't planning on leaving. I just don't know when you're going to leave if you didn't leave during COVID or didn't start making plans. And I think they're going to crank that stuff up again. You know, some of these colleges are making vaccines mandatory again, and I think they're going to do that kind of stuff again.
But yeah. You know, what's funny is you bring COVID up. Everybody always brings COVID up all the time. And yeah, you know, the government's cracked on it. And like, I get that. Like I get it a little bit, but like, dude, that's just like one small thing that all the terrible things the government does every single year. One small thing, and I get that a lot of people can relate to that, but I don't know, man, there's so many other things.
Well, it didn't affect your life very much.
No, and I'm in New Hampshire already, so
people that I meet that are moving with the Free State Project are coming because of COVID things. You know, they're you know, they lost their medical job in New York. And they're going to a state that will let them have their job.
COVID certainly helped us, I think, in that people lost their I don't know if people lost their job so much that have moved, but certainly people have moved because they weren't tied down to like where they could live once COVID hit because of the restrictions in other states.
Yeah, back when I was in Texas, I was meeting people who were moving from to Texas because of the same thing. The only thing they had to do was switch states to be able to keep being whatever kind of, you know, nurse or whatever they were, right?
There definitely was a lot of migration independent of the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that going on. And we're just kind of like a small part of that, right? We're getting some of that, but compared to people moving to Texas and Florida and things like that, or, you know, in general, people moving out of New York, Chicago, California.
We're benefiting, I think, more as a side effect of that rather than more directly because of that, I feel like. But
yes, and if they don't crank that back up again, that'll start being a smaller issue, but we'll see.
Right.
And hopefully us having less taxes and less regulation will keep making things better here. I was looking at all the school closings today with the snow, because that's what Kat and I do. We move kids that go to these little schools, and I'm surprised how many charter schools there are. There seems to be less rules here all the time, and people are, you know, different businesses are popping up trying to take care of public school kids, you know. So each year, if we can make it a little bit better and a little bit better, you know, people will start noticing it. There'll be more choices.
It'll be nice to have more choices for education for families. I mean, having just one or two choices is not helpful.
Yeah, hopefully we'll just keep going. I'm the only legislation I'm paying attention to is the secession stuff. So I don't really notice the other stuff until it passes or even after a while. So another one of the things I'm going to post is I found this Substack. This guy's name is Christopher Cook, spelled the simple way with C's. And he had what kind of world do you want is the name of his article. So that'll go on the blog post. And that was very interesting, analyzing all the different kinds of anarchies and different systems and ways. I thought that was good. People seem to interact with that on Twitter. Another thing that I'm going to post is Dave Ridley's been cranking out videos around the election and stuff like that and going and visiting places. And I think that's been good. He's been, you know, he found lots of funny guys with their write-in Biden signs that didn't want to talk to him. He found these Democrats don't even want to discuss things. And then every once in a while, he gets to talk to government bureaucrats and ask them about NHEXIT related things or saving, you know, taxpayers' money. And half of them have good answers and half of them have no idea what he's talking about or run away from him.
Dude, most of them don't have a clue.
Sometimes they have
no answers at all.
I know. Sometimes like, he
asks vote for my them, candidate. I don't know why you should vote for my candidate. Okay.
Yeah. That was fun. I know when we try to ask them, why should I vote for Biden? They can't even answer. They can't even talk about it. And yeah. The bureaucrats where he'll say, well, how could you save taxpayers' money? Some of them look like, what? Or they even act like, I'm not part of the government. We're not funded by the government. And they go, really? You don't get any? Well, yeah, we do get grants from the government. You know,
where do you think the money's coming from?
There's so many people living off the government, and they don't even acknowledge it because it seems so normal to them.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even, they don't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, I'm not even like, I don't even blame people for like taking grant money so much as like, I kind of get it, but at the same time, like, not acknowledging it, we're like, it's just like, what?
Yeah, that they don't even think it. I think some of them don't really realize that it comes from the taxpayers eventually.
Right. I think you're right. People are just so. Really... unaware, even the people working in government, like they don't get it. I mean,
yeah, it's just crazy. They think this is just something that happens, and why are we even discussing this? You know, we just, when you, like in New Hampshire, if you start trying to talk to people about saving money for the schools or, you know, not spending so much, they just kind of like, what are you talking about? You know, well, could we possibly spend less money? What? They just can't even talk about it.
Like, why would we want to spend less money?
Mm-hmm. Well, getting back to the original one, what do you guys think? Should we be making official statements regarding Texit, or what do you guys think about that kind of stuff?
Well, if you want to make an official statement, I'll make one. I support Texit.
Yeah, so and that's what you were saying at the beginning. You're saying,
yeah,
you know,
If we were to make some sort of statement, I think we should be a little bit careful on how we word it. in that it's not that we're supporting like the movement, we're supporting the right of the state to leave the union, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense.
Just or because to defy the federal government in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I'm trying to say is that you don't want it to come, you don't want it to have it come off as we support whatever it is that the people in Texas want, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
because then people are going to confuse us with conservatives, and that's not really we're not conservative. I think we come off as conservative way too much, and people don't understand that there's a difference.
Yeah, because what a person in Texas is wanting to conserve might not be much of what we care about.
Oh yeah.
You know what might be a good way to say it is, we may not support the border wall in Texas, but we support the right of Texas to secede.
Well, and also this thing of us all disagreeing about stuff is another reason for us to decentralize. And yeah. This is kind of pointing out how Texit is different than NHXit. We kind of have different goals, you know. I don't think, you know, most of us are not excited about building a military after New Hampshire exit happens, but I might not be able to have a say in that. That might happen, you know, but it won't be like being part of the federal government.
I mean, honestly, it seems unlikely that New Hampshire would have any more of a military after NH exit occurs than it does now, which is basically almost nothing outside of what, you know, maybe the National Guard or something like that.
Yeah.
But in that sense, we've already got that.
Yeah, I would think it would be very small.
Yeah. It's not like we don't want. I think what it comes down to is I don't think it's like we're likely to have no military or no defense or support. Because and especially with the National Guard, because like the National Guard, it's not even like that's not the military when people talk about the U.S. military, they're not talking about the National Guard. Let's put it that way, for the most part. And I know that they end up getting sent overseas to fight wars. Like that does happen, but that's mostly just because of the federal government, not because of the state governments. The state there's no governor who's ever sent their National Guard overseas.
Just like picture if Texas were to leave the federal system, federal U.S. system. They're not going to start making incursions into. They're not going to start doing offensive wars. I can't picture that happening. Right? They're not going to start trying to take Mexican territory or. Right? It's hard to imagine. They're not going to send troops over to the Middle East. That's not going to happen. They're not going to make boats and send them to the Mediterranean or the Red Sea.
I mean, I wouldn't quite go that far as saying they wouldn't do that. I mean, this is Texas we're talking about.
Well, how much did Texas do before they were part of the U.S.?
Texas did fight wars with, like, Mexico before they were part of the United States.
I don't think they took territory. I think they were defending territory.
I'm not sure of the details, but, I mean, it wasn't. Those borders weren't, I don't know what the border situation was like exactly. A part of the problem though at that point was that it was a bunch of people from the West effectively moving into Texas and then setting up a border where there wasn't one before. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's self-defense or not, but.
Well, right now, I just cannot imagine Texas, you know, wanting to project power around the world.
Well, yeah, there's something to be said about if you break it up, you know, if you break a larger government up into smaller governments, you know, you ultimately have less. It's going to be less likely that they're going to go to war with each other. Mm-hmm.
Just like there's some countries in the EU that are part of NATO. That want to fight Russia, and some of them are kind of iffy on the prospect.
Right.
Right. Some of them are, well, maybe we don't really have enough money to send to Ukraine, or maybe, you know what I mean? Whereas if they're one big monstrous thing, oh, of course they're. Oh, I saw something on Twitter, Riley. We're falling behind. Because on Twitter, I saw somebody calling the Texas National Movement KGB agents.
That's funny.
So we're falling behind because nobody has denounced us as KGB agents for a while. So
you know, yeah, we better work on that.
We're going to have to step up our game. We're not, not paying attention to us enough. Oh, another one that I saw that on Twitter was funny was a guy saying, well, you New Hampshire people are so insignificant. You know, if you left, it wouldn't even matter to us. And I said, well, great, yeah, that's then the let point. Us leave.
That's the great, then let us leave the United States.
Right.
They were telling, we're like less than 1% of the land. We're less than 1% of the people. We're less than 1%. Anyway, yeah, exactly. You won't even know we're gone, especially if we don't fight you. Right? We'll just be a tourist destination. This sounds great. You know, that's, I don't know why that, you know, once you start looking at it that way, I mean, what would the other 49 states care? Why would it be that bad? You know, I hadn't paid attention. You know, I was looking at a map of, you know, the EU states and stuff, and I'd forgot Switzerland isn't in the EU. If Switzerland doesn't have to be in the EU, why does New Hampshire have to be in the US?
You know what's funny though is about that, we're talking about how insignificant New Hampshire is, but it's actually like in economic terms, New Hampshire actually is, I don't want to say it's significant, but it's not as insignificant as we're making it out to be. There's a lot of trade that goes on between New Hampshire and especially the Northeast. Mm-hmm. So like it would not be in the United States' interest for New, at least it wouldn't be in the interest of the United States or for that matter New Hampshire for like if we were to like leave for like trade to stop, it would be harmful, especially in the Northeast, but also to New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, I would think I can't imagine us having less, and if we had even less rules, I think there'd be even more things moving in and out of New Hampshire. There'd be even more reason for people to come here and buy stuff.
Well, there'll be more prosperity. That's for sure. Yeah, so, I mean if you look at I can give you a perfect example. When we order stuff, when we have stuff manufactured and it gets shipped into the United States, almost everything that we buy in any kind of sizable quantity has a 25% tariff on it. And when we ship those goods to people in Europe, do you think we're getting our 25% back? Yeah. No, we're not. We're losing 25%. And it's not just Europe, it's anywhere outside the United States. We're losing 25% to the government. That's harming New Hampshire economics.
Now, when you pay that 25%, that's a tariff, you're saying?
It's a tariff, meaning.
And so you pay that to the federal government, or?
Yes.
Yep. And then does that matter where it comes from, or is it is it because it's coming from certain countries, or no? You have to fill out different forms for different, you know, different places it came from.
Yeah, Taiwan, it's an interesting
China,
question.
Vietnam, Japan,
so
whatever.
I'm not entirely sure what is like the tariff stuff is really unclear to me as far as like what is and isn't tariff and where from, because it's I just know that when we get goods, there's a 25% tariff.
Yeah. And then has this been since Trump, or was it before that too?
It started at 10% under Trump, and then it went to 25%. Trump got rid of the tariff, and then as soon as Biden came into power, he immediately instituted the 25% tariff.
Oh, again. Wow. Yeah, that's a big amount.
That's a huge amount. Mm-hmm. That's more than the United States is currently worse than it is in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Like the United States used to be amazing when it came to tariffs and duties and things like that, and sales taxes, especially in New Hampshire, at least, by comparison to Europe. We're now worse than Europe.
Mm.
That's a little concerning.
Yeah, that means crazy. We're more socialist, more left-leaning socialist crap. And it's not, this isn't even really a socialist thing, because both the Democrats and Republicans both have instituted the tariffs.
Well, Riley and I would both agree that both the Republicans and the Democrats are socialists.
Yeah, they are. Oh, yeah. They right. just like to pretend that they're not.
Right. The oh, my God. Anyway. So we went to this protest. I forgot. I don't even remember what the protest was about, but it was like the I think it was the Republicans protesting. And so we went to counter protest them. And that was one of the things we kept pointing out was how they're socialists. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't understand. I think they just thought we were like killing them or something, but we weren't. We were literally explaining to them why they're socialist.
Yeah, because Trump was way too socialist, right? And the and the Republicans in the House and the Senate are very socialist.
Trump is so much a socialist, like,
yeah.
And his base thinks he has American values of freedom and good economics. No, he doesn't.
Well, and he was one of those guys that, you know, when he was running, he was talking about having tariffs and, you know, having trade wars and stuff, and that, you know, never sounded good to me. So that's something that if we are doing our own thing, New Hampshire's not going to be imposing 25% tariffs from places.
Well, that's and people don't understand that undermines the U.S. businesses, right? And mm-hmm. and the funny thing is that, like, Trump, the reason that they argued for the tariffs was to defend U.S. business, but it didn't. It did the exact opposite of that. It literally hurt U.S. businesses. If I manufacture a computer in the United States and I import parts from China, it's going to cost more than if I manufacture the computer in China with Chinese labor and then ship it into the United States.
Mm.
Because they don't tax the computer. They only tax the parts that go into a computer.
Oh, really?
I swear to God. And this was in response to lobbying by the technology industry.
Wow.
So basically what they did was they basically punished anybody who still manufactured in the United States, has any manufacturing, because nothing's manufactured in the United States. But to the extent that there is manufacturing, it's basically assembling computers, and it's only done by smaller companies. So you literally hurt we lost jobs in the United States as a result of those tariffs, but gained nothing for it.
Yeah, that's such a typical thing, huh? That's crazy.
Yeah, and Trump's war, trade war with China, and for that matter, Biden, because he continued it, is just as bad as, I want to say Stalin, not Stalin, Russia's Putin, Putin's war with Ukraine, in from an economic standpoint, I think. Because both of those things have devastated our economies, the Russian economy and the U.S. economy, because of, you know, these wars, basically. And I understand that it's from a non-economic standpoint, you know, there's also a lot of deaths involved in relation to Ukraine and Russia, but from an economic standpoint, it also resulted in harm to the Russian economy. And at least in that respect, it's not that different from what Trump and Biden did to the United States with their trade war against China. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, I have covered the stuff that I was going to cover. Do you guys have anything that you want to bring up?
I don't have anything that I want to bring up right now.
Yeah, so maybe I'll close off the recording and we'll be done for the week. Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was good talking to you guys, and we'll see what happens over the next week.
Sounds like a plan. At some point, figure out what our NH exit, 2.0 or 3.0 looks like.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, so we had the bills. What was it last year for independence, and we had them this year. Mm-hmm. And I guess the question is, well, where do we go from here? You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, do we just, you know, kind of say, okay, well, we got our publicity from this. We got something from it. We achieved what we wanted to achieve. Or do we say, okay, well, we can continue to achieve what we're looking to achieve, but how do we continue to do that, right? Like mm-hmm. where do we go from here? I don't know.
Yeah, for me, you know, I'm wanting with the nhexit.org type of world, I'm wanting to just promote all these other groups, and I'm wanting to do, you know, putting out the signs and having the tables and stuff, and then. But yeah, we need to, that's something to be talking to Matt C and the PAC guys about. Yeah. What do we want to do? And the various reps, what do they want to do? You know, what do they want to propose next year? Cause that's what we were talking about last week, is Matt C really wants to do something in a year where we're not getting stampeded by the US presidential primary.
Okay. Right?
Or the Senate elections.
Yeah, because all this stuff was in January, and you know, for two or you know, it's been a month of them having these crazy people stomp around New Hampshire, and people get
these foreign politicians.
Yeah, these crazy foreign politicians. They're comedy. They're comedy for some of us, but some too many people take them seriously. So
yeah, I mean, but, you yeah. know, I honestly would love to see. I would love to see bigger nhexit.us signs. That like just mm-hmm. that's just even just one word nhexit.us on them, like large enough for people to see, and those plastered as far and wide as we can. We haven't really done that. I know I think it was you Russell who put up the signs that had nhexit on them, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. That I ordered 100 of those, and they were fairly small, but that didn't cost very much. And I, right. you know, I put out 100 of them. I'd say 60 of them have survived so far, and I've learned some of where to put them so that they survive winter and that sort of stuff. But sure. yeah, what kind of signs are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm thinking of signs maybe a little bit bigger, and the lettering on them. That's it. That as big as you can get it on the sign. Nothing else. And just
are you
that.
Talking about yard signs?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yard signs. Yeah, just what you did. Bigger, the nhexit part bigger, right?
Yeah.
So that they're even more visible from the road, and maybe a larger size, slightly the next size up from what you got. Mm-hmm. Because I think those were good. Like I noticed them, but they're probably not good enough to stand out enough for more people to really notice. Like you're just your average person. But I think
Yeah, it'd help if they were twice as big, and it'd help if there was twice as many of them. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would like to see them spread out. Like, if we could get them, what I really would love to see is for us to have those signs, but all over the state, or at least all over the southern part of the state.
That's just a matter of money and a little bit of time putting it out. That's all it takes.
Yeah, so. I certainly am willing to help with like funding that. Like bigger signs and more signs if there's people, you know, who've got the time to, you know, actually go and put them out.
Well, you know, one thing we could figure out is if we'll talk offline, but more, but we can find out what do you want? Do you want to do? Are you part of the people that are making the nhexit.us keep working?
Yeah.
And that's all up and running and still going and stuff. Yep. So you'd want to have people go to that website.
Yeah, I think okay. that is the best website to have people go to still. And if people have something to post to that website, I can make that happen. Either I can probably create an account for people to post, or I can make the post. I've only made a post okay. once myself. But it's definitely something I have all the permissions and access to, and, you know, can facilitate.
Okay. Well, I found a couple of cheap places to do that. And especially if you're talking about one color and one word, and then we could just figure out how big we want to make it for pricing, you know, how big do you want it? And then just, yeah, if we put just nhexit.us, that could be pretty big.
Yeah.
And then
that's what I mean.
And then if
yeah, I think that would really get the message out there that there's, it would give the impression that there's a lot more people supporting it. And mm-hmm. I think right now people have this impression that nobody could possibly support it. But I think if we had a lot more signage out there, then the impression that, you know, reps would have would start to change.
And I think we need some of that meat space, you know, because it's one thing to have websites, but it's different when you keep seeing it.
Right.
And since these signs aren't dated with an election, we don't have to legally take them down. You know, I'm able to keep these signs up after the presidential primary is gone.
So, I'm not entirely sure, like, what the law is on that. I've looked into laws on, like, signage and stuff, and I don't know that I've looked at it in New Hampshire, but, I know in other states that, like, there's, like, all these laws on signage and, like, how you can't put signs up and stuff. And I know Keene has that too, to some degree, I think, but I'm not sure about this. And then what is confusing is that if there's an exception, there probably some sort of exception in New Hampshire, I would imagine, for political signs. But I don't know, I don't know, like, if that only is for like candidate signs, or if that would be include other messages. And then there's other people putting up signs that aren't for candidates, like for, they're clearly for businesses. Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I've seen, you know, different construction trade signs and other signs promoting like other businesses around in our area that have been up for more than a year.
I mean, honestly, so, I don't think we should be too concerned about it anyway. Like, I think we should just
nobody's taking those down. I mean, and right. The only ones I lost were obviously people that didn't like my signs because they left the Kennedy and Nikki Haley signs and took my signs down. So it wasn't like it was a government official taking down all the signs. Only my signs disappeared. And then one time I noticed all the Trump signs disappeared from some place, or one time I noticed all the DeSantis signs disappeared. So there's, it's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, as far as I can tell, we're able to put these things out, and especially if they're not inside the city of Keene and on these different highways spread around, I think they will last there a long time. So far, many of mine have lasted months. So I'm going to choose better. So yeah, if we get guys that want to put together money to do that, we'll figure out how many we can do and we'll get the signs out there. I'll figure out how to get them all out.
I think that's a hell of a lot better use of funds and donations and things like that than, you know, what's what I'm looking for than, you know, paying like a public relation person.
Yeah, well, that's been more exciting for me. And the signs I got last time were $5 each with the wire holders. So yep. It's like $4 for the sign and a buck for the holders. So that's, and that was only 100 of them. It's very inexpensive. So, you know, you can definitely get them for less than $10 each. Something that's bigger.
So, do you remember what you used, who you used?
I looked at a couple different ones. The one I went with at the end, because I was choosing partly because I ended up with two or three colors, and there's guys that were even cheaper that were just one color. Uh-huh. But I'll have to look it up.
Was it eSigns by chance?
No, it wasn't them.
Okay.
But there's a bunch of different ones out there.
Yeah, right, right.
And I finally found one that was the right combination of things. But like with your sign, you'd be talking just one color.
Yeah.
So that makes it cheaper. And do you want, and then whatever, you know, it could be white with one color on it or vice versa.
Yeah, I think if I'm not mistaken, I think white on black is the way to go.
Well, it doesn't even have to be black. It can be, if it's just one color, there's a lot of options that aren't very expensive. But yeah, I'll send you what I know, and then of course we can figure out, you get quotes from them and stuff like that, and see what people want to do. Now that'll be fun, and we'll try to spread out even farther, because you know I only did 100. Well, if right. The next order, if we do 200, 300, 400, we'll be able to really spread it out.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I think the main thing is really just, you know, somebody having time to go around and doing, you know, going and putting those signs up. I mean, I feel like that's the main thing. We just have to kind of get motivated and do it.
If I have signs, I'll spread them around.
Okay. Well, yeah. consider the funding there.
Yeah. We'll just figure out how much we want to do. So
yeah.
Yeah. Because there's no limit. We won't be able to catch up to people like these politicians. Nikki Haley was spending, you know, tens of millions. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I don't think we have those kind of resources, but I think we definitely have resources to put out. You know, way more signs than what you have put out. Let's put it
yeah.
that way.
Yeah. So far, we've only had, you know, 500. That was the first one. So we'll see what we can do with the next one.
That'll you put out fun. 500 signs, or you put out
$500
is what. Oh, $500. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Last time.
Yeah. So. I mean, I feel like if there's enough, if we can get people to go into other towns and other areas, we can probably get, you know, I think we probably do 500 signs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. I mean, if it was $500 for one, so that would probably, so it would end up, so like if we could do 500 signs, that would be $2,500.
Yeah, that'd be the same size sign.
Oh yeah,
maybe it would be a little bit bigger signs. It'll be
maybe it would be a little bit more than that. But yeah. Anyway, I mean, even if it was $3,500, let's say, I mean, I still think that would be amazing. I think that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, people would notice. It would
be worthwhile.
People will notice, especially once when our signs are out there, when these other signs aren't everywhere. And I started finding that it was better for me to put them not where the other political signs were.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Because also, I only had mine stolen in mass when they were by the other ones. So the harder it is to put them out is also the harder it is for people to take them down.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
They're all spread out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be good. I'll tell you, and then you can figure out what font you want and what you want it to look like and stuff like that, and we'll
okay.
We can put out one pile that's nhexit.us for your website. So sounds good.
All right.
Okay, let me wrap it up, and we'll talk later.
All right. See you guys.
Bye. See ya.